Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roybern, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. And Jordan, let's focus on the gold stocks and silver charts, starting off with gold, because at the beginning of this week, gold had what I know some are considering a very significant breakout above that 1850 level. So gold is now trading, and it's up a little bit today, right around that 1880 level. The significance that some people were pointing to at that 1850 level was because, depending on how you draw the downtrend lines for that channel, that downtrending channel, that's where that upper line came in, and that's also right around where that 200-day moving average is. Jordan, let's start off with gold. How significant, in your eyes, was that break at the beginning of this week above 1850?
Well, I think it was significant because if this was really a bear market rally and there was a lot more time, I mean, a lot more downside in price, but even more time, especially, I think you would have seen gold falter at around 1850. There was a lot of resistance there. So punching above it, it is a good sign based on that to tell us that the odds of this correction, in terms of price, it pretty much removes any doubt that the correction is over in terms of price and we've hit the low. Now, in terms of time, it does a lot to tell us that, the odds of this thing dragging on for a while, at least in like a more bearish consolidation way, the odds of that are pretty low now. I mean, it's possible, it's definitely possible it could still drag on in terms of time. However, it would be in the form of a bullish consolidation where it would probably be trading in a higher range. So, that to me is why it's significant. But there's still some important resistance levels on the weekly and monthly charts for gold and silver. I know we're going to discuss, but those are really what the focus is now.
So where do we look to? Is it simply the next round number, that 1900, or is there anywhere else that investors really need to be focused on for gold to the upside?
Well, I would actually throw a curveball and say it's silver that they should be focused on, because silver has been outperforming during this correction. It's rallied since it hit 2930 in last August. It's rallied up there one time, and then a second, recently. I don't know what the high has been the last day or two, maybe, just below 29. But if you count that, that's two times that silver has rallied back to that resistance, whereas gold hasn't even gotten close to it yet. So I think silver is a bit of a leading indicator here for gold, and we have to watch how it performs around 2850 on a weekly and monthly close. So that means the close this week, and even more important is the close next week. Because yes, I mean, there's positive price action now, but at least in the last day or two, it hasn't closed above 2850. And I mean, look, it's possible it could not break 2850 this week or even next week. And so that would tell you don't have a breakout yet and there's more consolidation to go. And with respect to gold, I mean, the weekly and monthly level is 1900. So that's really standing out. I mean, on the daily chart, gold could climb all the way to 1920, but that's really what matters now, or the weekly close and the monthly close. That will tell us, the big money. Are they holding these rebound gains into the end of the week, into the end of the month, or are they going to be taking some profits? So that's the key to watch.
Yeah, especially when you get this sort of a breakout when it comes to gold at the very beginning of the week, right? Then you need that weekly close, and it just so happens that monthly close is coming shortly after. Jordan, big picture, as we headed into this month, the month of May, I heard from some technicians, the guys that I really respect, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I feel like you were on board with this, saying that May would be a slow month for the precious metals, maybe a bit of a sideways move, maybe even a little bit of a correction. May's turning out to be a good month for the precious metals. What changed? What's driving this better month than what some technicians expected?
Well, it's a really good question. First thing I'll say is, a lot of technicians, legitimate, reputable technicians, not people just throwing up charts on the internet and drawing lines, but legitimate, reputable people, sometimes when a market really changes its character and it makes a move that they're not expecting. I mean, what I should say, that's like a sign of a change in character. And so that can happen a lot where it kind of fools technicians. So I think, I mean, to me, it could be signaling a change in character in the market. And as far as what's driving it, you know, I think we talked about, I think, you know, you and I talked about a possible correction in crypto and how that could be a indicator of a market correction. Because, you know, they've kind of been somewhat linked over the last year. And the same thing happened in 2017. And then crypto broke. And then, you know, the market had two big corrections in 2018, leading to gold putting in a significant low and then moving up, you know, 70-75% over 2 years. So, you know, we're seeing crypto crack and the stock market has cracked a little bit. And, you know, I've been harping on that for weeks and months. And so we've seen it. We've seen the stock market crack a little bit there. You know, tech has cracked, crypto has cracked, and that has been enough to get precious metals going. And then the dollar has been really weak at the same time. And in addition to that, Corey, I mean, you're 9-10 months into this correction, and look, the market has been stronger than I thought. And you know, the selling pressure has just been, there hasn't been, you know, after 8-9 months, there's just been little selling pressure. But to, you know, to put it all in one, I think the important takeaway is look at how GDX is performing against the stock market, and also gold. Look at GDX against gold and GDXJ against gold. I mean, the GDX against gold, that ratio is really close to breaking out and reaching like a 7 or 8 year high. I mean, people talk about breakouts just breaking a little line. I mean, that's a breakout. That's really significant if we see GDX breaking above, you know, breaking above that 8 year resistance and that ratio to gold. And GDXJ, yeah, it's lagging, but it's not that far behind. So it's going, I mean, it's on a path to eventually break out as well. And if you look at the stocks, especially the larger stocks, I mean, they're going to get, I mean, some of them, Newmont's already broken out, but GDX is going to get back to its high before gold does. So the stocks are setting up to lead this next big breakout in the sector, you know, whether it happens in a couple months or 6 or 9 months, the stocks are setting up to lead that breakout. We haven't seen that type of action. I mean, in 15 plus years, we haven't seen that since the early mid 2000s. I mean, since those years, gold has really outperformed the stocks. So there is some really exciting stuff happening under the surface here in precious metals. But you know, here and now, watch silver at 2850, watch gold at 1900, watch those weekly and monthly closes.
Yeah, I just pulled up that GDX to gold chart. Very interesting to see it creeping up to a level where it got to, in all fairness, at the tail end of last year, too, that relates back to about the middle of 2016. And then above there, yeah, wow, there's a lot of room to run. So very encouraging, I hear you, when it comes to the stocks leading gold. What about other markets that precious metals investors need to be aware of? Is it the dollar? Is it the yield environment? Is it bonds? Or is it also just U.S. equity markets? Because today, what's interesting is it really looks like the gold stocks are trading more hand in hand with the broad averages, while gold is significantly higher. What else do we need to watch here?
I'm glad you brought that up, because look at gold against bonds. That's the gold against TLT, that ratio has broken out to, I think, a 6.5 or 7.5 year high. So that tells you that gold is decoupled from bonds. We're not going to see yields going higher and gold getting pounded like it has been for the last 8 or 9 months. So that's another significant development. And then, you know, I didn't mention this in the last answer, but I think GDX against the stock market, I think that's at like a 7 month high or something. I don't have that in front of me. So we're seeing GDX, it's outperforming. We're seeing gold outperforming bonds. Gold stocks are outperforming the stock market. They're on the cusp of a huge breakout against gold. So, I mean, that's what you want to see in a really strong market. It's really outperforming everything. It's ignoring what's going on. But, Corey, I will say, look at the dollar, because the dollar is coming down to very significant support around 88, 89. So if we're going to see some kind of a sustained pullback in precious metals, you know, that could be something that causes it. But, you know, I like to be conservative, but, you know, a lot of things are looking better and better for precious metals And that's just the reality. But yeah, the dollar, I mean, if something's going to stop it, Corey, it's going to be the dollar, you know, making kind of a double bottom here and rebounding, or, you know, we see the monthly closes in gold and silver, just preventing them from breaking out at 1900, 2850 or those resistance levels. But look, Corey, it's possible the markets, the metals don't break those levels this month, but that doesn't mean they can't break them in the next, you know, 2, 3, or 4 months after that.
Exactly, right? And the fact of the matter is here, it looks like a pretty significant shift in direction and momentum for precious metals, and could still be very early on considering it, this is about a month and a half of a rebound now. So, Jordan, when it comes to your portfolio, I know that you share the stocks that you're buying with your subscribers, so I won't make you share any of those now, but where are you focusing your portfolio, and just how aggressive are you getting with putting money in play right now? It sounds like you're encouraged by this action, so I assume you're fairly aggressive.
Well, I have been basically at least 80% invested, you know, throughout this correction, and that's because I can't time these ups and downs. You know, I try and base it on specific stocks. If something gets really overbought, you know, I trim it. If something's really, really underperforming and I don't like the outlook, I might trim or sell that. So I haven't been like selling in and out because it's really impossible to time everything and trade successfully. But Corey, I've been focused on what I think are the absolute best stocks in terms of a combination of what's the upside potential over the next 2, 3 years, and then what's the fundamental quality of the company. So that's what I've been steering my subscribers towards, investing in buying and holding those names. I mean, that's basically my focus. And then I'm looking for, you know, I've been telling subscribers, I've been pointing out which are the ones that are, you know, that which of those have kind of underperformed and haven't moved yet and have really good value. Those would be the ones I'd be buying here, not the ones that have popped 20% in the last 2 or 3 weeks. So that's what I would be looking at in your portfolio. Anything you like, but it's kind of underperformed, you know, there could be accumulation opportunities there. And then when you're going down a level or two on quality, Corey, I mean, I want to wait and see if gold is going to close above 1900, because if it looks like we're getting closer to a breakout, like that could be the time then that it would make sense to go into lower quality stuff that is more driven by the gold price. So that's an opportunity that could be opening up here, over the short to medium term.
All right. Well, Jordan, we'll wrap it up here. But hey, very encouraging action for the metals. And again, the stocks, they are doing well. They are leading the way. And the majors, they're being led by the majors and the royalty companies, which I think is even more encouraging. So hey, so far, this is a good month. And let's see where the week it closes and where the month closes. Jordan, we'll chat again next week to follow up on that weekly close and look ahead to that monthly close. So I look forward to chatting with you next week, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.